food, the news and the reviews.
We have got Monica with us from Do in Dubai. Hello.
Hello from the red carpet at Diff.
I know, right? Isn't it posh?
It is posh.
Well, fancy.
Not as posh as on opening night, where Mark and I were hobnobbing.
We had a wonderful evening, didn't we?
Hobnobbing with Egyptian
yes,
puppets, yes, and the like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I saw you with her.
Yeah. She's my new girlfriend, yes. Miss, what's she called? Fajita. Abla Fajita.
I'm not sure that is Mark.
Eh?
Anyway, it's time to get Christmassy because we are talking about Christmas food.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh,
I'm panicking now.
What? Why?
I haven't done anything for Christmas.
It certainly looks a lot like Christmas in our house with all these turkey takeaways that we've had delivered. So I had a comment on my Instagram from one of the turkey takeaways we're talking about later saying, where is the Christmas dinner service and where are the crackers on your table? And I said, well, I'm sorry, we only have white china plates regardless of the occasion and the crackers are coming from London and they're not here yet.
Well, we will talk about this in a while. Yep. However, we got crackers in ours.
Okay.
We'll have a turkey takeout off. In about 10 minutes' time.
Okay,
but I think
Steph,
we should
lay the gauntlet down again.
Shall we start with getting in the Christmas spirit
yes.
and looking at the best places to do that in Dubai? Because it's going to be a tree lighting. We missed one last night. It was at H Hotel. People
okay.
had a wonderful time.
Oh, beautiful.
It was snow in the lobby and all sorts.
Wow.
But you found somewhere a little bit out of town.
I found something a little bit more authentic. So we're going back to Christmas Story, the desert, the three wise men, sort of Christmas stars and all that business. And I'm not sure that you'll see three wise men, maybe three foolish men or a few more, but you might see camels here. So I picked out, sounds very, very nice, the tree lighting at Bubble Shams, which is sort of out into the desert. So
yeah.
you're not in the kind of urban sort of sprawl of Dubai with all the buildings. So they've got a beautiful tree lighting. They've got a Christmas carol concert. There's free gingerbread being given out and nice hot chocolate. And it's a little bit cooler at night. I mean, it's a beautiful day today. So I think that's a sort of very authentic start. And it's on Friday the 16th. So lots of schools, I think most schools actually break up by the 15th, this Thursday. So what a brilliant way, I think, to start the Christmas holidays, like en famille, with the family. And how much do you think that's going to be with the gingerbread, the carol singing, all the atmosphere, the whole thing of getting into Bubble Shams, sort of seeing that and nice
well,
atmosphere?
Bubble Shams is such an amazing location. I feel like they could have a recycling night and people would go, you know,
yeah.
and pay to be there.
Right.
So I think probably you're looking at 180 dirhams per person.
Okay, I was going to say 175, but I'll go 160.
Zara Margaret Sewell?
Zara? Well, vegetarian option, I'm going to say...
Gingerbread is vegetarian, I guess. Hot chocolate, vegetarian.
120.
How about free?
What?
Free, yeah.
Free.
So
free.
You've done it again.
Absolutely, yeah. So everyone I've told this to said, I'm going to see you down there. And I have six guests arriving on the Thursday morning and Friday night. That's their Friday evening
you
sorted.
You cheapo.
Well, you know, you've got to sort of basically avail deals where you can. But I genuinely think even if there was a bit of something to pay, I would go along there because it's just such a nice atmosphere. And Christmas time's a great time to go down there. So, yeah, tree lighting at Bubble Shams. On Friday the 16th from 6:30 p.m. so it'll be nice and festive down there. So I highly recommend that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
a lot of people are getting into. I don't know whether this is something that happened years gone by, and it's something that I never did growing up. But these days, it does seem like people start to eat Christmas food before Christmas.
Definitely, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
It never used to happen when I was growing up.
Really?
No, I only had one on Christmas
Day.
Yeah,
Christmas dinner.
Me too.
But when you say Christmas food, do you mean things like...
Turkey.
Only
turkey.
And
stuffing.
Christmas dinner.
Mince pies, definitely before Christmas.
I made this Brussels sprout dish in July, Monica, and my entire family, it was like Brussels sprouts with a bit of angel hair pasta. It was delicious. And all my family just looked at it with disdain, and they were like, it's not Christmas. What are you doing bringing out the Brussels sprouts? And they're delicious.
They are. And do you remember, I don't know if any of you remember which three of you were here, we spoke about West Lodge, and one of the things that they have on their raw menu is actually a Brussels sprout salad, and it's not even cooked Brussels sprouts. I guess they're baby Brussels sprouts, sort of shredded up very, very finely and mixed with a very nice sort of citrusy dressing. So that's definitely wasn't Christmas time when we spoke about that. And that theme of Brussels sprouts with orange has permeated all the way through, I think, to Christmas. But yeah, I do get the thing about turkey, kind of turkey and roast type turkey, not until Christmas time.
Going back to Brussels sprouts, just quickly, something that you definitely can't have them with until it's Christmas, chestnuts.
I don't think I've ever had chestnuts on a Christmas lunch.
Honestly?
No, well, no, I think the first place we're going to talk about, they had chestnuts on the menu. So would you like me to tell you how what format I had them in?
I made my own chestnuts the other night.
Okay.
From dreadful.
Grew them from what's made?
No, I bought them and then I put them in the oven.
Ah, right, okay.
And then I waited for them to cool and I cracked them, but I'd overdone them and they were really dry.
Oh. Now, am I right in thinking marron, M-A-R-R-O-N, is chestnut cream? Is that what they say? Marron is, I think that
no
might
idea.
Be chestnut cream. Because they say that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Isn't in my Rolodex of a head anywhere, that?
Nowhere. That.
So where can we get our sprouts and our chestnuts before Christmas?
Okay, well, I tried a festive food offering, actually, at the Pantry Cafe. We've mentioned it before. It's sort of one of the earlier, I think, and quite successful community cafes, it calls itself. There's one in your neck of the woods, which is Business Bayside. So this one was in Bay Square, which is like a nice community of different sort of restaurants. I remember the first time I went there was a yoga class happening in front of it.
I've still never found it, you know.
Have you not found it?
No.
It's just Bay Square.
I'm there all the time, and I've still never seen it.
Yeah, it was there, and there's a nice Thai place called Fuchsia there. So we were at Pantry Cafe trying out their festive food. And I have to say, the sides were very, very interesting. Before the sides, the little soups they had was, this is where the chestnuts comes in. There was a chestnut and vanilla soup with some nuts in it, and they had an apple and parsnip soup. So very, very Christmassy ingredients again. I think I preferred the apple and parsnip soup simply because the chestnut soup was a very, very rich, quite thick chestnut soup, and I think that would work very, very well in the sort of depths of winter if you were in a Western country, much better than the kind of quite nice weather still outside, whereas the apple and parsnip was quite zingy and it was quite fresh.
Although a couple of days ago it was freezing.
It was freezing, yeah, exactly. So that was very, very nice. And then the thing that really stood out for me was, and if you are doing a turkey takeaway and you want to sort of take your Christmas food home, was the potatoes. Absolutely brilliant. They had purple potato mash. I've never had it before. I've never
purple
seen it
potatoes.
Before. Purple potatoes, right, bright purple. And I thought, God, have they got a potato, got some purple cabbage and did some dye thing or whatever?
Yeah.
No. And I said, could I see one of these purple potatoes? And she very kindly went to the kitchen and brought out a whole dish of these cooked but not, they weren't mashed, purple potatoes. And they made the mash out of this. Go and try it. It's really good. Order it in. That was very, very good.
You know, Lisa, I used to have their little grocery section. Do you remember
that?
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
They had purple potatoes and they also had purple carrots and purple cabbage. And I did have an idea one night to make a purple meal, but I never got around to it.
Royal,
and now they don't have it anymore.
Meal, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how appetizing that would look on the plate.
I think it's
everything
really good
purple.
For you. Everything, no, not everything purple, but this, but I tell you something, there's a picture on my Instagram. So this purple mashed potato, not sweet potato, purple mashed potato and these orange thin sort of glazed carrots and the Brussels sprouts, baby Brussels sprouts, again, done with this sort of orange thing with pecans, looks so nice. So that colour
very
combination.
Very Instagrammable. They all pop.
Exactly. If you think about it, it's very good. And the other thing that was very, very good to eat were their potatoes that they're serving with the festive food, which are not these sort of big, fluffy Yorkshire pudding type roast potatoes. They're the smaller, very baby potatoes cut in half, done with butter and rosemary. And I think they're exactly like you would have at home. We really thought they were delicious. Really like them. And how much do you think a side would be on a Christmas menu?
Somewhere like the pantry, I'm
and
thinking.
A little bit exotic. We're talking kind of purple.
Yeah,
potatoes.
They're from South America, aren't they?
I think I was thinking of that causa and all that thing we spoke about with Coya and the Peruvian thing.
36 dirhams.
40 dirhams.
42.
Try 18.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
So again,
I think for the sides.
I'm going out with Monica. It won't cost me. Won't cost me anything.
The 18th of December until the 25th of December, you can go down if you want to and try their sort of festive offerings. My recommendation is to go big on the sides.
Food. The news and the reviews.
Monica, I am worried that you're not going to like all of my music clips. What did you think of the first one?
I thought the first one was good. I recognise the first one. I think I would have rather Michael Bublé's version.
I thought you was going to say
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah.
Let's,
it's more stylish.
See if you like the second one then.
Okay. It
is not Christmas till the Porgs have been on the radio.
It isn't, is it? Yeah, fairy tale in New York.
And I
yeah.
thought it was very so clever, good. Steph, that little mention of Broadway in there. So Broadway.
Yeah, I'm just glad you faded it where you did, because it would have been off the radio if you hadn't.
So not everyone wants to go out for Christmas dinner, do they? People like to stay home. It's a family thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they like to go out. They like to stay home, but they want to do the best that they can, and they want to eat as well as they possibly can. Yeah. And say at Christmas time.
I always remember the person who got tied to the kitchen for Christmas dinner.
Surely not you, Steph.
It wasn't me. No, oh. Never been me. But it's kind of ruined a little bit for them, isn't it?
It is. I mean, because the onus is on that person to make sure that everything time-wise is correct, the things aren't ruined, they're hot enough when they come to the table. I mean, there's so many other things. And all these adverts and movies we see and people wandering around in sort of slinky black dresses or beautiful dresses like Zara's wearing today, they don't look like that, do they? They're all kind of hassled and bedraggled and a bit sweaty and... So, yeah. So
Mark, have you ever done a Christmas dinner?
Never. No, I've never. I've eaten a few, but I've eaten to go out. Yeah, I've just decided where I'm going this year.
Okay. Where are you going?
I knew you were going to say that. I'm going to the Irish village.
Uh-huh. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Which I think will be a good vibe for Christmas. Yeah.
And have you done a Christmas dinner before, Monica? I'm guessing you have.
I have, but not in the whole traditional sense. And I can admit now, I've never cooked a turkey at home, but we've done lots of different things for Christmas when we've had lots of people at home. So we'll probably do some sort of nice chicken in terms of the bird, the poultry thing, but we might add in some really nice prawns or seafood to start with. So I've done all of that thing, for probably 10, 12 people sit down at home. Secret Santas, lots more people coming in through the day. So I have managed all of that, and it is stressful.
So what do we think about turkey takeout?
I actually tried a turkey takeout this Sunday, and I was very sceptical, as I am. I'm a bit sceptical about these things, about what they promise you and how it's going to turn out. Do you know what? If they had slots, I am going to book it. If
honestly?
We're going to be at home. Yeah, I was very, very impressed. I really was. We did it from Jones the Grocer. I thought it would just be sort of, okay, let's just try this little bit of turkey and a few sides, bit of gravy, heat it up for maybe our family. My older daughter was just back from uni, so I thought that would be enough, maybe invite the neighbours over. And then as negotiations continued, it sounded to me like there was going to be a lot more than just that. So she said, you know what, this is going to feed at least 6 to 8. So we ended up having 8 people, but I tell you, you could have easily fed 10 on the day, and with the extra platters that they've got, you could probably have fed 12 people easily with a couple of extra meals, sort of lighter meals for later. And I liked the whole thing.
It's like that little sign in the lift, isn't it, when they say how many people can get in, and you're like, well, what kind of people?
Yeah, are they big eaters, or are they...
It's the same with food, because I did a turkey takeout as well, and I was panicking in case they meant skinny people who hardly eat anything. Mm. And I'm like, oh, maybe I need to do extra potatoes. But again,
one was very, very good. I mean, it was turkey. I think it was 5 different trimmings. So we were talking about the Brussels sprouts, the potatoes, parsnips. There was some red cabbage, but there were also, so thinking of vegetarians, things like a very, very nice broccoli and cauliflower cheese bake thing, which didn't have thick sauce on, it wasn't overcooked. So we also had a vegetarian over, one of my other daughter's friends, and she had a big plate of food, really, really happy with all her food. Very nice gravy. I told them I didn't eat beef, so there was no beef gelatin in any sort of gravy or anything like that. And you know, you can sort of smell sometimes things that are like too sort of meaty, nothing like that at all. All very, very well done. The boxes came with handles, so you could just pick them up from the delivery guy. What I do suggest is you lay out beforehand all the platters and the dishes and the serving things that you're going to need for it. So then it's sort of an easy transition from your boxes. Then it all came in sort of foil containers, which if you wanted to reheat, you can put straight in the oven. We didn't need to reheat. We just decanted everything into the dishes, and then they were taken through to the formal kind of dining room. And then we just sat down and ate until we couldn't eat anymore.
What about the dirham? How much did it cost for 6 to 8 people?
So it said 6 to 8 people, but I'm saying it's going to cause a minimum, it would feed a minimum of 8 to 10. So for the whole turkey, the 5 trimmings, the gravy, 2 platters, so this is large platters of cheese, crackers, chutney, things like that, was around 1,250 dirhams. So 120 dirhams a person, but that would be for 2 meals if there were 10 people you were feeding. Easily. We also did what you did. We sort of made some stock out of the turkey because I think I'm going to use it for some nice risotto or something with a big salad later on. We had people around last night, had all the cheeses. So that's the kind of price
point. A little bit like Christmas dinner should, really. It always tickles over, doesn't it,
And what people who came around said, oh, we're always worried that there won't be enough sides. There was so much on the side front. There was also some nice petit pois and peas, which, again, you know, lovely, very, very cheap to buy fresh bunches of mint here to make pea and mint soup afterwards if you want to with that. Get some really nice sourdough bread, have that with the cheese. That's another meal. You know, so you've got the basis there after your main meal of lots of mini meals after that. So if you've got lots of people over the Christmas holidays, as I said, I was sold. The only thing I might add is something a little bit spicy to kind of pep up a few things, because that's just how my taste buds are.
So that was John's the Grocer. I did the Age Hotel.
Oh, yes.
Which came in a crate, actually, and lots and lots of different kinds of bags. And I had to put them on the concierge trolley to get them all upstairs.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'd said, let's do it for 12 people.
Okay.
But as soon as I started telling people that I was having Christmas dinner at my house, everybody invited themselves. Zara was there when someone invited themselves in the office. They were literally like, I'm coming for that. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. That was kind of awkward.
However, have a little listen to this. This was my house. Listen to the gaggle of people that night.
I'd like to say, it's really nice, everything's so nice. I hope we're all grateful, and yeah.
There were so many people. I think there was 15 people in the end for dinner for 12. And I was panicking that it wouldn't go far enough, but I had stacks left over. The things that people raved about were unusual, actually. I mean, the turkey was huge, and everyone loved the turkey. But people were raving about the carrots, which were done with cinnamon.
Okay, nice, yeah, good combination.
Yeah, and also they'd put in lots of things for vegetarians, like a vegetarian meatloaf, I don't know what you would call it.
Would it be made of nuts and things, like rice nuts?
And that was fantastic. They also had chestnut stuffing, which I think is important. Mm-hmm. And we had something in our box that you didn't get in your box.
What was that?
Crackers.
No, we didn't get Christmas crackers.
We got Christmas crackers. Mm.
But then this was the H Hotel. And I bet your price point was a little bit higher.
No, Joe, I think you'd be quite surprised. So we also had things like Brussels sprouts with nutmeg. Everything had a twist.
Okay.
There weren't any kind of boring
things. Did you get a very nice cheese board?
We didn't get the cheese board, but we got a really, really nice pudding, which was like the chocolate log.
Mm-hmm.
But it was huge. It was more like a display in a shop than something you should eat. But no, 6 people, 995 dirhams.
Okay.
And for 12 people, 1,995.
Mm, yeah, so 196 is nearer the 200 mark. Yeah, depending. Maybe
it was,
a little bit
it
under.
It was brilliant. And it was so
nice.
And
how many sides did you get? You know how many sides?
There was stacks. There were so many. There was even bread sauce in there.
Like, we got nice gravy.
Tons of stuff.
Okay, that's good.
Mince pies as well, which I brought to work for everyone, and cookies. But I think the nice thing about it was that you said you have to get out all your dishes and everything beforehand. I didn't do any of that. I literally put plates in the kitchen, and I said to everyone, you unpack it. It was great, and they all just got stuck in.
Did they, yeah?
Yeah,
all had their own little bits.
Brilliant, and everyone just helped themselves.
And you know, if I hadn't told anyone this was a turkey takeaway, and I had called people around for just before it was going onto the table, for example.
You can fib, right?
You can, totally. And that was my big thing as well. Would it look as though this had come from a shop, or could I actually pass it off as sort of homemade? And I think that's another big plus. If you can do that, then it's also worth it.
Just got to get the concierge trolley out of the flat that it came on.
Food, the news and the reviews.
And to get us in the spirit. She ever does that at concerts when it's not Christmas coming?
Not when it's not Christmas.
You don't think so?
But,
I'd still love to hear it, though.
Me too, of course, Mariah Carey. And she, of course, is coming to the Emirates Airline Dubai Jazz Festival, which is going to be celebrating its 15th year this year. 15 years of great jazz and much more. And as well as Mariah Carey, we can officially announce today that Tom Jones, it's not unusual, is going to be heading the first night, which is February the 22nd. And there's limited early bird tickets available exclusively from DubaiJazzFest.com.
Now I know what to do with all those old pants I've got in that drawer.
Yeah, it's not unusual.
Take them along and throw them at him.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic stuff. So we are talking about food. Did you like your Christmas music?
I did. I love the Christmas
music.
And I thought it was very interesting. The first line was, I don't want a lot for Christmas. And if you don't want too much for Christmas dinner because you've had lots of turkey takeouts and Christmas Yule logs and chocolate and chestnuts and whatever you've
eaten. We're back in a restaurant now, aren't we?
We're back in a restaurant now. You could do better than go to the kind of Vietnamese Christmas is what I found. Vietnamese food, I'm sure Zara will know all about this, is supposed to be quite healthy for you, Vietnamese food.
Yeah, there's a place in JLT called Hanoi, and I'm obsessed with their summer spring rolls because fresh vegetables, you've got a very thin kind of rice dough
pastry, and it's not deep fried.
It's magnificent.
Well, this is what I think as well, and I think at Christmas time you're invited to lots of things, you have people over, and sometimes your meals can get sort of very heavy. So why not keep it light at Christmas? And I really, really like the sound of this. So they have got your turkey for the purists. You will have turkey if you go for dinner at Hoi An. This is at the Shangri-La. They've got a turkey that's a five spice turkey, so it's got kind of a little bit more zing to it than just your sort of plain, you know, turkeys that you can get. They've got scallops with Thai basil, glass noodles, and chili sambar. So I really, really like the sound of that. And then for the desserts, instead of these sort of ginormous mince pies that we've been talking about that are all over the place, they've got something called a raspberry and cinnamon parfait with crispy meringue and pistachio. So a little bit of exotic going on, a little bit of special. So I like that. It's actually a seven course festive menu at Hoi An in the Shangri-La on the 24th and 25th of December. But what I liked, and how much do you think that is? I mean, that to me was kind of... Yeah.
Seven courses, Shangri-La,
five-star hotel. Yeah. It's just had a very extensive and expensive makeover done to the lobby.
Christmas Day, $595.
Yeah, I'll go $650, I think.
Yeah, try $395.
Oh, right.
That's food only, and $595, so under 600 dirhams with a full beverage package, including some very classy bubbles. So I think that's nice. But what's even nicer is if you want to go for their... And I actually really think I might do this. If I can't get my turkey takeout from Jones the Grocer, I'm going to ask them, is there space for all my family to come and try this? It's 50 festive flavors of Vietnam. So this is an unlimited Vietnamese tapas type Christmas meal. And it's got quite upmarket things like crispy Canadian lobster and shiitake ravioli and wok-fried golden garlic prawns.
Mm.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, the elder daughter is smiling here. This sounds very good. And it's all made for you. So it's all customized. It's unlimited. It's on the 25th of December from 12:30 till 4 o'clock.
So you could literally sit and eat from 12:30 to 4 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can go in at 3 and then sort of stay there. And I mean, they probably stop, you know, and that will be like your late afternoon meal.
Got to ask
but
Mark,
it's in the day.
How do you feel about this?
Yeah, it's not for me.
It's not for you. You're a bit more of a
purist. Much as I love Asian food and I eat a lot of Asian food at home, I want to be eating turkey on Christmas.
What about your wife?
I want to be eating she'll eat turkey as well.
She will. But your kids as well. Does everyone want to be eating turkey?
I don't know. No, actually, with respect, that they like to blend it with noodles and Filipino stuff.
So they could do
Irish village it is.
I'll have to ask Dave C for a special Asian section.
You can't be convinced to go to the Shangri-La and do this instead?
No, I'm staying with the ducks at the
And
Irish.
Does your wife like shoes, Mark?
Not as many as Imelda Marcos.
Not as many as
Imelda
Marcos.
She's got a few.
Yeah. Well, because what they've done in the lobby of the Shangri-La, I have yet to see it, is they've collaborated with Sarah Jessica Parker. And they've got a Christmas tree made, and I remember you were mentioning this a couple of weeks ago, made of shoes.
Yeah,
so the Christmas tree is, I've seen pictures of it, I've not seen it in the flesh, this sort of gold sort of concentric circles going up is the tree. And then on it are all the new shoes from Sarah Jessica Parker's collection, I'm assuming, to sell as well. Yeah. So you could go along, look at this fantastic new lobby, try on potentially or kind of take pictures of yourself with these shoes, maybe hang them up as earrings or wear them or whatever you want to do.
Do you know what?
Go and eat 50 festive flavours at Hoi An.
I'm a little bit disappointed because when you said that they had a tree made of shoes, I instantly just thought like old brogues. I don't know why.
It was Dubai, Steph.
These are going to be old heels, aren't they?
Fancy kind of brogues. Bling heels.
Yeah.
And how much, guys, do we think this unlimited Vietnamese tapas, Christmas Day, fancy lobby, Shangri-La. And you know what I did? 50 festive flavours of Vietnam. And you've got things like extra crispy lobster with shiitake ravioli, wok-fried prawns.
You're not going to get me this time. I'm going low.
You're not going to get it. You're just not going to get it.
I'm going to say 295.
Low as you go. I'll go 275.
Try 230.
Oh,
whoa,
so
what?
If we're paying,
how do you do it, Monica?
I don't know. If we're paying for a table of 10 people, that's 2,300 dirhams, and people buy their own drinks. Now that's a big Christmas present, a great one from us to all our family. That's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't
and everyone's
forget anything
happy
else then.
So if you've got very old people, which we have, and very fussy people, which we also have,
Monica,
there's something for everyone.
Yourself.
Who's the fussy one?
Not me. Not me. Let me tell you, it's not me. And I really like that. And it's 350 for package with house beverages.
Yeah.
So I think you can go to a five-star hotel, have a five-star Christmas, be modern and contemporary and eclectic and look at shoes and not kind of, you know, not have money left over to spend at the Dubai sales, which will happen later on.
I am feeling quite rebellious, so I do like the sound of that one. However, there's another one we've got coming up for you that is completely different for you to do this Christmas. It doesn't involve hotels or turkey of any description whatsoever.
Food, the news and the reviews.
And it's Christmas. So that's why I pray each and every Christmas day that it would end. Turn up the bells and Christmas come. Just let them
Steph.
Yeah.
When it comes to Christmas songs, I mean, you know, Monica sent us some Michael Bublé, what on earth was that?
That was the darkness.
It was dark, let's put it that
very
way.
Dark.
I don't know about darkness. I think Snoop Doggy Dog that I had on last time was more appropriate than that, Steph.
Definitely not.
That's not one for me.
Everybody loves the darkness. Not Justin Hawkins on the Dole for 11 years.
You are?
And then made it.
I'm not surprised he was on the Dole doing stuff like that. Can we just talk about last week? Monica mentioned a festive veggie option with jackfruit.
Yes, I did.
In a place that does meatless Mondays. Where was it, please? That's from Kamla.
Right. Okay, so that is at Baker & Spice. It's part of their meat-free Monday deal. I think that is only offered at the moment at the Town Centre branch of Baker & Spice, and it's called a chicken pot pie. The chicken is in commas, and she's absolutely right. The chicken is actually jackfruit, and I think Steph said she had jackfruit curry in Sri Lanka, and in India as well. They sort of know it as kind of mock chicken, if you like, and it was delicious, and I love it, and I would order that at home if I was having lots of people around. I really liked it, loved it.
You must get along to those meat-free Mondays.
Yeah, it says Baker & Spice, and I think it was something like 79 dirhams for two courses.
It's just another meat-free Monday.
Mark can turn anything into a song. Anything. Yeah. We decided the other day that's his skill.
I can pick a song.
I love that.
Just another meat-free Monday.
It's on his objectives for next year's appraisal.
In fact,
they'll probably call
me up to make a jingle about that.
Probably
the actual restaurant. Yeah.
You're wasted here,
Baker & Spice.
Yeah, I'll remember you all when I'm famous.
So Christmas, we just talked about having a Vietnamese Christmas. However, there is something else this Christmas, which since you mentioned it in passing, I think it's about a month ago now, it's been on my mind, and I keep saying to my other half, wait until Monica tells us about this officially, then we'll go and book it because it sounds like fun.
And have I not mentioned it yet?
No.
Which one is this I'm talking about?
It is fishing.
The fishing Christmas. Yes, absolutely. So, what about, I mean, I've heard sort of sing for your supper, but actually this is go fish for your Christmas lunch, basically.
Yeah.
So you go along in a boat, and apparently the people who own this boat know the Dubai waters very, very well because they've been fishing for sort of 35 years. They know the best places that you can catch fish. They assured me you would catch lots of different sorts of fish. And then you come back, they cook this fish very expertly, a rather elegant restaurant in front of the sea. You eat what you've caught, and then the restaurant will retain the rest. And it's very, very good. Are we going to hear from the owner, Faddy, a little bit more about that?
Yeah, Faddy telling you about the kind of things they do catch at this time of year.
Yeah.
The boat is a 41-footer, a center console fishing boat. At this time of the year, we have kingfish, cobia, snappers, hamor. It depends what type of fishing you're doing. If you're trawling, you'll catch the big pelagic fish. And if you're bottom fishing, you'll catch more of the bottom fish, like the snappers and the hamor.
So you're guaranteeing people would catch some fish if they went out with you?
Absolutely, because we've been fishing for now the last 35 years here, and we've got the best fishing spots in Dubai.
Excellent. And is there still space if somebody wanted to book a fishing trip for Christmas Day and then eat what they caught for Christmas lunch?
Yes, Christmas Day is still available. They can still book. And yes, definitely, the part of the experience is catching the fish and bringing it to the restaurant.
It's a bit of an unusual one, isn't it, for Christmas Day?
It certainly is, but why not? And we've got this glorious weather. You know, if you've got sort of nice day and good for sailing, Mark will tell me whether it's good weather for sailing. I think it is. It's not too hot, not too cold.
Well, it's been a bit stormy of late, but it's okay. Nice today.
It's beautiful today. Yeah, yeah. And this is Ibn al-Bahr.
And do they do this all year round? Can you go and do
this? I think
this?
They do, yeah, weather permitting. I think they do it all year round. But hey, why not make a thing of it? Mm. Price-wise, I think it's something like 2,400 or 2,500 dirhams, but for six people. So that includes going out for...
No.
Why?
You ruined Christmas, Monica.
Why? What have I done?
Because you never mentioned that. So I've got 12 days now. I've only got two of... Listen, I haven't got four more friends.
You need four more friends.
This is a disaster. What am I going to do for Christmas?
Well, you can just pay for 2,500 and have Christmas.
I'm going to have to come to your house now.
You can come to my house. Well, I might be at the Shangri-La at the Hoi An having 50 types of tapas. So anyway, 2,500 dirhams, six people, which I think is a very memorable thing to do on Christmas Day.
Zara, can you get on the brawl maths, please? 2,500 dirhams for six people. What is it?
It's like 400 and something.
2,000 times six?
No, 2,600 divided by...
Fail already for your brawl maths.
Oh my goodness.
It's about 400 and something for a beautiful fishing trip for at least 4 hours, if not five. And I think you get the boat from the marina, the Dubai marina side of things next to the West End.
Yeah.
And they're all crewed up. Everything you need is on the boat. They'll fish with you for you. You do your fishing. Bring it back to Ibn al-Bahr. Anyone know where Ibn al-Bahr is?
No, I'm guessing it's near the marina somewhere.
No, it's not. It's
on
the
beach road?
No, it's in that beautiful place we've spoken about a couple of times, Club Vistamare on the Palm. So you come back to quite a classy place.
The one
place.
That looks like a shopping centre at the back.
At the back, yeah, but you just park your car there. So we had lunch at Ibn al-Bahr. Obviously, we hadn't done the fishing trip. And I tell you, Steph, it really felt as though I was on holiday. And there are lots of places in Dubai you think, you know, you go, which are kind of quite touristy or sort of, you know, very funky, very nice, cool. We were sitting by the sea, beautiful white setup with all their sort of dining things, nice pink radishes, really fresh rocket, very nice crispy calamari. And you can have your fish either Mediterranean style or Lebanese, slightly spicy style, or even Indian style.
Yeah.
So I think they own they have like a lot of Indian chefs as well in there. And we sat there, had a very, very nice meal. You've got to book in the day, I think, and in the evening because it's getting very, very busy. So Club Vistamare on the Palm, go down the trunk road, right at, what is it, Milk and Honey, and then you're there.
Well, guys, do you know what? I think we have covered all bases when it comes to Christmas over the last 4 weeks, haven't we?
Yeah, persuasion you are, Monica has covered you.
I hope
you
so. Monica, I hope we've provided something for every
Vietnamese,
taste and
Asian,
every wallet.
Yeah,
and we've kind of kept the wallet in mind as well this year. And if people are still looking for things for presents, maybe for people, and they're kind of foodie people and they like eating, they should head on over to doindubai.com, which is my blog. We're running a competition and we're giving away not one, not two, not three, not four, but eight meals, all of which we've spoken about on the ticket.
Are they the meals that you couldn't manage to fit in after eating all the others?
Well, I have eaten at all of those places. So really kind of all those restaurants to give us all a meal. And you can go over. Today is the last day that you can enter. We're going to call all the winners tomorrow or maybe the next day. So, yeah, you've got a chance to win one of eight meals. There's also a festive page on there with over 20 different ideas, including some of which we've spoken about in one place. So, and also there's a full post on the turkey takeaway, so you can see precisely what it looks like and everything that happens. I was doing an iMovie on it at home, and I'll put that on as well. It's quite funny, actually. How many food bloggers does it take to carve a turkey? It's got a little bit of that on as well.
Yeah, okay. Be sure diff next year, won't it?
Yeah, well, one of the shorts, yeah. But it's got Jamie Oliver on there telling us how to do it. And then there's a blogger filming the people trying to cut it. But I didn't have the big fork. So make sure when you have all your kind of things you need. But yeah, fantastic. Great foodie year for us.
Monica, we will see you. It's not finished yet.
Oh, it's not.
We're going to see you for New Year's.
You're not letting me go. No,
kind of
right,
suggestions.
Okay.
We'll do that in a couple of weeks' time, I think.
27th of December, yes.
So much going on for
Bring
New Year.
Bring in 2017.
Yeah.
Right, stick around. We've got Drive Live coming up for you next, and then we'll be back tomorrow with the ticket again for more.
Are we going to be dressed in Star Wars gear?
Are you going straight after the show at Star Wars?
Yeah, I'm going to find my outfit.
Are you going to the after party, Mark, at Zero Gravity?
I always do.
You do? Okay, yeah. I might see you there. May see you there.
Right.
Look for Princess Leia.
Will do.
With glasses.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Food, the news, and the reviews.